Shir Ches Yom Hei Tes Adar.
Saran. The Gemara asked the Kasha Lefi Deran, Ve'ei Me'av Lechud Emeifer. So what was the Kasha of the Gemara? So we're Masber already. The Rosh learns, V'osid Epshat Ve'ei Me'av Lechud Emeifer. I want to be Madgish. And the Pasuk state klor that the Orus is Meifer. It's Mefurish in the Pasuk. Ve'im Be'yom Shmoya Isho, Yoni O'iso Ve'hefer Es Nedoreo. In the middle pasuk state klor that the orus or the baal is meifer. The vav is meisif al inyan rishon. And now after the Gemara knows that we know both are meifer and ayra murasa, the Gemara asks the kasha, ve'ei me'av lechud meifer. How you could ask ve'ei me'av lechud meifer? And the brice in the pasuk state that the orus is meifer. So the rosh mikoyach this ore optaych the Gemara. That the Gemara means to ask the Kasha, Ve'im me'av lechud emeifer, avad the Orus as meifer. That we know betur davar poshut that the Orus as meifer. We are asking, Ve'im me'also the av as meifer. The Orus as meifer lechudei, Ve'im me'av also as meifer lechudei. This is the reason you could write the words, Ve'im me'av lechudei meifer, means avad the Orus as meifer. This is the often a pasuk. But ve'ei me'av lechudei means also av lechudei. This was the uptight of the Rosh, and the Rosh, mikoyach his pshat, came to say that side the Orus and side the father, everyone has a koyach afore on his own. Everyone has a koyach afore on his own. This is the way uptight the Gemara. Everyone has a koyach afore on his own. The Ran learned, no, the Gemara state, ei me'av lechudei meifer. The Gemara means only the father. Why he didn't want to learn like the Rosh? For two reasons. First, he never learned that two people could be Bailim. He never learned that two people could be Bailim. While he learned the Yisrael of Aforas Nadorim is Bailis, is not Mistaba that two people are Bailim. And also, Loshen HaGemore. Ve'ei me'av lechudei meifer. Shteit ve'ei me'av lechudei meifer. It's not pshat. Shteit ve'ei me'av lechudei meifer. As only av. So the Rosh came, the Ran came and said a pshat. Ve'im me'av lechudei meifer nira leforesh, or nira li. De'av lechudei leifer u dekashele. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Gemara meant kepshuto, not like the Rosh. It's chutz from the Orus, it's av lechudei. The kevon de lo yotzo mirshu sa'av misvore, kedekasiv neleil, bedinu de motzi le meifer. Why the Gemara has such a kashe? Because the Gemara learns misvore, de'av could be meifer lechudei. Aval Orus loy, v'smichuse, like the next Gemara. So the Gemara really means Misvore the Av could be Meifer, and the Orus only has a Koyach HaKome. Freg the Ran, the Av Agav Dichsiva Leimoy Yosia Leish, Vim Beyoim Shmoya Isho Yonio Iso, the Eifer is Nedoreo, Mefurish Posuk that the Baal is the Meifer. You can't say it. Now the Gemara wants that only the father is meifer. Eloshim lo yehifer b'yom shomoy nimtza sheheikim. Delochim b'lechud l'ukma b'rshus edorus. Velav l'mide achrine. Again, chazor on the svore. The kevon l'yotzum shusav, eilu cholizkis b'orus l'pochish b'shiurim u'mehadar le. This is the Ra. This is the Ra. So the Ran says the Gemara have a havamina that the only father and not the Orus. Av lechudei is meifer and not the Orus. Orus is krech is only to make a comment. I state in posuk that the Orus is meifer. No, if he's not meifer, so b'melet will be a comment. Ad kam divrei Ran. And this Ran is very shver, and we will divide it to two kind of kashas. One kasha, Nochem, and everyone asks. The pasuk says that the husband has to be meifer. It's like the Ran, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mean that he has to be meifer. If he's not meifer, b'meila tzakoma. Shteit in pasuk ve'heifer. You learn Chumash Rashi. Ve'heifer is nadorah. It's not the pshat of ve'heifer. If he's not meifer, b'meila tzakoma. Like this, you could uptight a pasuk. It's rochik mipshat. It's rochik mipshat. It's very rochek mipshat. צווי רוחק מפשט. It's not mistaber. Vehefer means that if he keeps quiet, or be a komets, so he has to be mefer to save us, that it will not be a komets. Doichak. Aleph. Beis. We said, Loshen ha-gmor en samach zayin amud ba-alef, ad shemefirim shneyem bevasachas. And on that gmor, ad shemefirim shneyem bevasachas, zog deran, so why it doesn't say, ad shemefirim shneyem bevasachas? It says, Hefer Rav, Hefer Rav, Hefer Rav, Hefer Rav. So the first run in the Gemara, why it doesn't say Ad Shemefirim Shneim? Because if you say Ad Shemefirim Shneim, I would think the father could be Mefer and the Orus has a Kerech to be making. Although the Orus could be Mefer and the father has a Kerech to be making. And this you will call Ad Shemefirim Shneim Bevasachas? In the words of the Mishnah, if the Tana would write Ad Shemefirim Shneim Bevasachas, the Ran said it's not enough, the first Ran in the Gemara. Because I would have a mistake. You know what it means Shneim Mefirim? One is Mefir, and the other one, if it's not Mefir, it becomes Akoma. You can't say it. And this Kasha, said Reb Nochem, and we mentioned it yesterday, B'Das HaRosh, this is the easy Kasha to answer. Reb Nochem was Miyaset, we asked Kashas on it, that is never a Havamin and the Gemore that one guy could be Mefer and the other guy could be making. Nishto Azazach, you have a Kerech HaFore and he has a Kerech HaKomo. Kerech HaKomo is not a Pora Adumo, it's not a Stam HaChalois. Kerech HaKomo is that one of the Mefirim decides that he's Mevater and Eschus HaFore and Duch Dem becomes a Maise HaKomo. Stam to say that one guy could be Mefer, the father, the others just could be making. If you want to say that the Orus could be making, the only way to say that the Orus could be making is you give him a chatzi koyach afore. It's irrelevant that he can't do nothing. But he has a chatzi koyach afore. Momentai deloshen arosh arvinu kro. He has a chatzi koyach afore. Like every shutef has a chatzi koyach afore. No, now the finis al kedaitor, the father has a fully koyach, the Orus has a half. We asked yesterday if he has a half, why he can't do a Miklash Kolish? We have to answer, but he has a half. Well, in my nafkamina that he has a half, the nafkamina that he has a half is that he can make a Hakome. So the Koyach HaFore is that he can make a Hakome. HaFore himself, the Miklash Kolish, like it doesn't happen. His nafkamina that we gave him, the Koyach HaFore is that he could make a Hakome. This is the way we explained in the Rosh and we explained in the Ra. So this gives. The lashon for Reb Nochem is mach das leichter. You could call that the pasuk says that the baal has to be meifir. The Torah means that if he's not meifir, b'meila it's hakome. But the Torah doesn't want this right stamp. The father is meifir, and the orus could make hakome. It's not right. The orus could be meifir, and if he's not meifir, it's hakome. Because the way to write that he has a koyach to make a ma'is hakome, you have to give him a koyach afore. Stam to be a makim alein mikenish. This is the loshon haran in amud aleph. Ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas could mean one makes a afore and the other one makes a hakome. You could call it ad shemefirim shneim bevasachas. This is the eitze. This is the eitze for loshon aposuk ad shemefirim shneim loshon aposuk that the baal is a meifer. This is the eitze. Nicht das ein Geschmack, but it's a Eitzah. This is what Reb Nochem said. But this we'll call the first level of the Kasha. The problem is that B'das Aran, we have a second level of the Kasha. And we'll be magdir it five Kashas, but I want to mesada them because they're the Yesoides. First, Reb Nochem said, when he said it in the Rosh, he didn't mind to say it, because it was a Gizunt Alomdus. That the Hakom Alei needs the Koyach HaMeifah. But here Lemaisa the Pasuk writes that the Baal has to be Mefer. The Torah means to give him a Koyach HaFore for a Komet. Lashon HaPasuk, Fort, Nishta Zeh Gishmak. One Ore, but not the grace that's already here. Second Ore, Frek de Keren Oiro. How it could be that after the father was Mefer, the Orus could be Mekayim. Ari Lefi Deran, this is Seder HaPasukim. V'shama isho v'heifer lo, the nether is bottle. Not that he has a kerech to be meifer, just if he's not meifer, it's hakome. But if he is meifer, it's mufo. So it means that the father already made that for it. Because this is a seder apsukim. The father made that for it. Now the baal needs to make a for it, meaning that if he doesn't make a for it, it turns to become hakome. Be shleim if you want to say that the baal would have a kerech hakome before the father is meifer. I could hear it. But to say that he has a koyach hakome even after aforas habal, ha'av, the first one is meifir, and he has the fully koyach afore, and then the second one comes and makes a hakome, and that hakome will break the first afore. Zok de kerenoiro, this dover she'enem mistaber. Why it's a dover she'enem mistaber? For two reasons. The nether is gone. You can be mekayim a nether that is gone. Reb Chaim says in Sefer that after Afore you can make a Hakome on Lomdus. The nether is gone. There's nothing here. And what I'm doing a Hakome, the nether disappeared. Well, the Tchias amazing. Not mistaba. Veroid. Even without that you saw it. Even if we were saying that normally a person could make a Hakome after Afore. This is mistaba in a regular person. He could make a Afore, he could make a Hakome. You know what? Want to say that he could make a Hakome even after his Afore. But in Shutfim, the other guy has a fully koyach afora. You have a koyach to stop him. Makes sense that you have a koyach to stop him before he starts. Oh, but if you use this full koyach, how you could stop him now? It makes sense to say that I could stop him before. Then we are Shutfim. He's misnaged, I'm not misnaged. So if he's misnaged, I can't start. Makes sense. Oh, but after he used this koyach, I could stop him. So this again, the first shaila is the loshon apostuk nad gishmak. The second or is that the das aran kerner is medaknik becheshmen. The akome is noch the afore, not before the afore. Loshon apostuk. And even so, it helps. It doesn't make sense. And that we said for two reasons why it doesn't make sense. The third or frek the kerner. So it comes out lemaise. It's not. I'll not call it a kasha. I'll call it just a zog. That lemaise, if the akome helps even after the afore, so lemaise, even that the father could be made for himself, aber lemaise, you're not allowed to be. The isho cannot be nether from the nether. Calls man the baal is not mefer, because if the baal is not mefer, it becomes akome. So we need every time the baal to be mefer. So it's a modern zach. You write that the father av lechudei meifer, aber lemaisadik, even that av lechudei is meifer, he needs the whole time the baal also to make the afore. He needs the baal also to make the afore, because if the baal will not make a afore, it will be a akome. So lemaisa, she's not allowed to eat it, even after the afore, if the baal av, till the baal makes a afore, even though we don't need him. So av lechudei meifer. And belongs. But don't tell me av lechude meifer. Lemay segiret, I need both. Loshen ha-gemor is not gishmak. Av lechude meifer. Lemay se, you're right, belongs is meifer, but he has to wait till the other guy. Because if the other guy is not meifer, it becomes akome. So how the gemor could write down lefideran, av lechude meifer? That's an ishtemes. Av lechude meifer means you could tell him to do it on his own. So there could be an afkemina if the baal will die. Because Lirat to the Avis Mayfair, she's not allowed to eat because she has to wait. Maybe the Baal will keep quiet. So you have to wait till the Baal is Mayfair. So how you can say Av Lechude Mayfair? Zok down Nefkemina if the Baal will die. No. The Keranoir himself says another Nefkemina, if the Baal will make a Akoma and will make Shaila and the Akoma. And now he wants to be Mayfair. So the Sugi before said he can't be Mitztaref. But Akoma you don't have. This is the third Ore. The Loshon Apostuk Nat Gishmak, we said. The Lomdus Nat Gishmak, that the Akome could come after the Afore. And the third Zach, Av Lechudei Mefer? Are the Meister, she has to wait? Another Kasha, Frekt, the Kerenoiro. Frekt, the Kerenoiro. A fourth Kasha. The Ran says that the Posuk says that the Baal could be Mefer. So I don't know. The Posuk doesn't mean that he's Mefer. It means if he's not Mefer, it becomes a Shtike, it becomes a Akome. Frank the Keranoiro, the Ran and Ayente says, why Shtike is a Akome? Anan Tzadi, from the fact that he was not Mefer, Anan Tzadi that Nichele by Neder. Anan Tzadi that he's making the Neder. The fact that he kept quiet, it's Anan Tzadi that he wants the Neder. This is a normal person that has a koyach afore. But here the Baal doesn't have a koyach afore. You don't need him. So why when he keeps quiet, it becomes a akome? How by him keeping quiet, it becomes a akome? How the keeping quiet could become a akome? When a person has a koyach afore and he keeps quiet, oh, he kept quiet. It's a raya. Why are you not mefer? Why are you not telling you to stop? Why says you want it? I'm not telling you to stop because I'm not the man de omar. So you can't boyois for my shtike You can't build for my shtika that I want it. So Mele fragt the kasha, how the Ran could say that the shtika is akome? How you could say that the shtika is akome? L'chur, the shtika is not akome. L'chur, the shtika is not akome. Because even if I will keep quiet, it will not help. So this is the fourth kasha. Again, loshen ha-posuk nat gishmak. How akome helps after afore. Nafkemine av lechudei mefer lemaisi has to wait, not so gishmak. And then, how Ran says that the shtike is akome. Lechur, if he doesn't have a koyach afore, the shtike is not afore. And the last kasha, Rabbi said, this is the main kasha. Frek de kerenoiro, so the Baal has to be Mefer? Or it's enough that he says that he doesn't want that coming? What the Baal has to do? Yoda, what the Baal has to do? He has to be Mefer? Or it's enough that he says that he doesn't want the Neder? Afore is the Loshen. You have to say Mufolichi. If the husband tells his wife, Amamish don't like what you did, it's a Gomish. I'm asking you now, if Lefi Deran, Be'etzem, if Lefi Deran, you don't have to have the Aforev both. It's enough the Aforev the father. Just if the Baal is not Mefer, Bemele we have Akome. So what the Baal has to do? It's enough L'chur, the Baal will say what? I don't want. So why the Loshen Apostolic is Ve'efer? The Apostolic says he has to do Aforev. L'chur, he will not have to do Aforev. The pasuk is the same thing. You can't tell the pasuk means once like this or once like this. This is the kashas. If the pasuk says afore, if the pasuk says afore, it means afore. I mean, zog de kerenoiro. I will tell you a geoines. I will tell you a geoines. You know why it's not enough that he will say that he doesn't want it. If he says that he doesn't want it, tomorrow he could change his mind and make a akome. Yes. So weiter, she's not allowed to eat. Like we said in Kasha 3. Kozman, the Baal is not Mayfair, she's not allowed to eat because maybe tomorrow he will change his mind. So she's only allowed to eat if he made a real afore. Because if he just says that he's not doing a akome, she's weiter not allowed to eat. The Pasuk came to say, this is the reason he said his third Kasha. The Pasuk says that the Baal needs to be Mayfair. Listen, Tiff. Because if he's not Mayfair, you're not allowed to eat. Not because if not, it's Akome. Because on that day, we have an Eitzah. The Baal could say, I just don't want the Neder. Akome will not be here, but Afore will not be here. But then, you're right that if he says, I don't want the Neder, there's no Akome, but she can't eat. Because maybe soon it will turn to become Akome if he will change his mind and he will make Akome.
Why if he says Afore, he did not change his mind?
Zog de Kerenoiro, but after Chalois Afore, you can't make Akome. We'll see later with Reb Chaim if it's such a glad azach. Havan, it's a big chiddush of the Keren Euro. A big chiddush of the Keren Euro. It's a big chiddush of the Keren Euro that after the Hafore, after the Hafore, you can't make a Akome anymore. After Chalois Hafore, you can't make a Akome. So again, Now we understand why he said the middle step. So Be'etzem, I want to be masbir. We had Be'etzem two kind of kashas. Come, it's late. I just want to finish. Because already we have to move from the sugya. We had two kashas, kind of kashas on the Ran. One kash is stam de lomdes. That the Baal's koyach is a komed, the psukim spoke about afore, it was not gishmak. Of them, Reb Nochem used his alter yesoid, that avada, it's not, he used his alter yesoid, that it's not pshad of koyach a komed, it's not a pshad of a koyach a komed, but the pshad is you have to have a koyach afore to have a koyach a komed. This was the first chalek, and this goes gleich, even with the Asaran, even with the Loshon Aran and the Samach Zayin Amud Alef. But Reb Nochem asked, that fort, the leshoiner sanat gishmak, second, we'll fight the Kerenoiro by the Ran, the Akome is not the Afore. It doesn't make sense. We explain for two reasons. Zog the Kerenoiro, Lechure, And like we said later, it's not stam that you have to have the aforas abal. The gather of the posuk lefi the ran is stam. The Torah said you have to wait for the baal because val the baal has a koyach hakome. You can't use the av because maybe tomorrow will be hakome. You have to be choishes. So versus loshen egmor av lechudei meiva chabtzach nafkeminas oktar chabtzach apor nafkeminas. Oh, but this is as a ore bepshat. And then we ask the kasha, what's the shtike l'chui can be a raya here? If he doesn't have a koyach afor, there's no raya from his shtike. But yesterday we bought the gemore, yesh nedori, yesh mefirim, then it's not called a shtike. And the last kasha, frek the kiren noiro, and he ties everything back, why he has to have loshen afor? And he didn't want to say that it's too much shmore sim in loshen afor. He learned that afor means mamish afor gemuro, loshen aposuk. Why is not enough that the husband says, I don't want it? So the Torah says, if the husband says he doesn't want it, why does she can't be nene? Because maybe he will make a akome. But if he made a afore, and here he says big chidushim, we have to mind it later in the sugyas, that noch the afore, b'mele, he can't make a akome anymore. Especially if the afore is after the afore of the av, shenchal the afore, b'mele, you can't make a akome anymore. So Reb Nochem wanted to say avot. Reb Nochem wanted to say a vot b'das Aran. The Sefer Bikur Eruven, you can see it there the vot is printed by Archove. He wanted to say b'das Aran. The Ran doesn't mean av lechudei the av himself or b'meifer. Avadi, we never had such a tzad that the av lechudei or b'meifer. The Gemara means that the av or b'meifer, and the Orus has to make a skomet to that afore. You need a skomet to the afore of the av. What do you mean a skomet? Not a skomet. The Ran says it's not called an afore. He needs to be mevatel his chusakome. The nether is mufor only when he was mefer and he's masking to give up on his koyach hakome. Kozman is not masking to give up on his koyach hakome. The afore of the father is not chal. The father is mefer the neder, and the baal has to. His chelik in the afore, he's mefer, and he's mevater on his chus hakome. That peule vitu schitra hakome, that is the tziruf of the afore. There's a shutfus in the neder. He has to be mefer, and he has to be maskim. Maskim doesn't mean stam, I'm maskim to you. I have a schus hakome, you have a schus afore, and my schus afore, I'm mevater on my schus hakome, and then the neder is mufa. The hainu. It's taki a maisa afore of the baal. The mele the loshon apsukim is very gishmak. It helps even after afore because we need his askome. Because man, we don't have his askome, my afore is netchal. Miyushim the second. And enech nami ledine, it's osur. It's osur to eat till the baal is meifer. It's not mutar in the middle. It's not mutar in the middle. Loshon agmor av lechudei will give an eitze. And b'meile pas do ashtike because he has to make a afore, and if he doesn't make this askome, b'meile it becomes a akome, and b'meile he has to use loshen afore, and if he doesn't use loshen afore, b'meile it's not good. Avade zog Reb Nochem, it's meduyek in the Ran. The Ran finishes v'zikou akosuv lepochoy shebashiyurim. Pochish b'shiurim doesn't mean hakome. Hakome is something else. Pochish b'shiurim means the least an afore that could be. What is the least an afore? To be mevater on the schus hakome. Says if not his hezber, you don't call it lepochish b'shiurim. You don't call it lepochish b'shiurim. If you call it lepochish b'shiurim, it's mashma that it means that he has a koyach. No, a shvacher a koyach. If it's tam a zaiti gezach, you don't call it poche shebashiur. Avad is what to be marich on it. So, manach tzeder, I want to go weiter. And for the gemore. Let me get to the terets of the gemore. And for the gemore. And for the gemore. Im kein, v'osro isor beisovio, yoniyo iso lomoli. Hashto yeshloima b'mokim orus meifer av lechudei. Shloima b'mokim orus miboye. What is the Gemara's kasha? Zog the Gemara, if you will say that the father could be meifer lechudei, say lefi the Ran, say lefi the Rosh. So why I need a posuk later? Why I need a posuk bichlal that the father could be meifer and benayro? Only write the second posuk. Only write the second pasuk. And write there that the father is Mefer. And I will know already that when there's no Naira Murosa, the father could be Mefer. I will know that the father could be Mefer. Why I need the first parsha? Only write the second parsha. The Ratan Rosh explained, take the first parsha, write it in the second parsha, that the father is Mefer, and I will know the father has a koyach. The Orus only has a koyach also, but when it's only father, for sure the father could do it on his own. This is the Gemara's kash. The minute the Gemara is choizer from this tzad. Frek de lechem mishneh, I want to divide it. One kash of the lechem mishneh. Frek de lechem mishneh, we have a machlekes Rambam and Ran, le'orech kol nadorim, we'll see it in Samaches, shita saran, that the Baal is mefer only in her nefesh v'beina lebeino, and the father is only mefer in her nefesh v'beina lebeino. Shita Sarambam, the father is Mefer Kol Nedorim. The Orus is Mefer only in a nefesh v'beina lebeina. Baal is only in a nefesh v'beina lebeina. Frek de lechem mishne lefi de Rambam, how the Gemara wants that we will write the parsha of the father inside the parsha of Naira Muroso. But there the Baal could be only Mefer in a nefesh v'beina lebeina. And the father could be made for Kol Nedorim. How you could put them together? How it will work to put them together? You want me to write the parsha of the father in the middle parsha. How I could write it in the middle parsha? By the Baal, I have to write in Nefesh Rebbeinu Lebeinu. By the father, I have to write Kol Nedorim. How I could write the parsha of the father in the middle parsha? Lefi d'Ran et Gishmak. The father is also only nefesh v'beinu lebeinu. But the fidei Rambam, the father is made for kol nedorim. How you can write down? How would be written the parsha? Neder nayram urosim hoye sir leish v'hefer avio v'imshav abaylo and we'll say droshes. There you can. The father can be made for kol. Zog the Ran. What is the zog the lechem mishnah? What is the problem? The fidei rosh. Ari, the father is made for himself and the Baal is made for himself. So the Torah will write, the father is made for Kol Nedorim, and the Torah will write that the Orus is only made for Inu Nefesh. You're right, Lefi the Ran attack, it doesn't make sense, because it's one parsha. Oh, but the Ran anyway doesn't learn that the father is made for Kol Nedorim. So the whole kasha is Lefi the Ramba. Lefi the Ramba, that the father is made for Kol Nedorim, I could put the I will learn like the Rosh, I will put the parsha of the father inside of the parsha of the Orus, and I will write first that the father is made for Kol Nedorim, and the Orus is only Mefer in the Nefesh. The Fideran, you're right, it's one parsha. The mix, the Shutfes, with Rabbach, but they're one parsha. And the Chnami, the Ran learns only in the Nefesh of Beinu Lebeinu. Zog de Sharamelech, it's a Givaldi Keteretz, aber, Kimat says, Zog de Sharamelech, I'm Choylik and the Lechem Mishne. The Lechem Mishne learned that the Fideran, if we will learn the Gemara that the Orus lechudei ve'av lechudei, the father will be mefer kol nedorim, and the Orus will be mefer only in a nefesh v'beinu lebeinu. Zog de Shara Melech, it's not true. Even lefidat ha'ava amine, val de shutfim, and as a yetzia lirshus Orus, even that the father could be mefer on his own, but he only could do the nedorim that the Orus could be mefer. Like we said from Reb Nochem, it's not a Hava Amina that two different Bailim. Lefida Hava Amina, the father and the Orus are Shutfim. So Lefida Hava Amina, if you learn like the Rosh, Lefida Hava Amina, the father could be only Mefer in the Nefesh Rebbeinu Lebeinu. The Mele the Kasha and the Lechem Mishneh is a good Tekasha, Zog B'Shar HaMelech. Because what the Gemara is asking a Kasha? Only write the middle Parsha. If the only middle Parsha be written, I would never know that father is made for Kol Nedorim. Because in the middle Parsha, I could never write that the father is made for Kol Nedorim. Loi miboy lefi deran, because it's one Parsha, so the father has to work in the same terms of the Orus. And even lefi derosh, that Ab lechudei ve'orus lechudei, or beval de shutfim, they have to do it in the same kind, as a yetzia mirshus av, and val de Orus could be only made for in the nefesh v'beinu lebeinu, the father also could only be mefer in a nefesh v'beinu lebeinu. Aber lefi de Shara Melech, the kash is very stark. The lechem mishne says that lefi de Rosh, it's stark at two different bialesim, and it's not a kash. Now, aber hazeh, he lo mimamshich de Gemore. Zog de Gemore, Eime, av liboy Orus, The orus lechudei meifer. Now the Gemara is asking a kashel if everyone fakert. Be'etzem the posuk said that the orus is meifer. Av libo ye orus, the orus lechudei meifer. V'chitei me'av the kos of rachmon elomoli. So why I need a posuk if the father, if the orus could do it anyway? We asked Miklash Kolish. Mibo ye leidim hikim hukam. That the father has a koyach hakome. Frank Digmore, him came by Sishono Doro Lemai Kasme, Kalvachoymer, Uba Mokim Av, or Usmeifer Lechudei, Shalom Mokim Av Miboye. So this line of the Gemore Taki is a very shver line of the Gemore. I don't know Pshat. The Gemore wants now that Orus Lechudei is Meifer, and the father only could make a Hakome. Frank Digmore, if that is true, why I need the last parsha, Kalvachoymer, if Be'arusa, the Baal, could do the rest, and the father is only a Mekim, why I need the last Pasuk? Kalvachoymer. If in the middle case the orus is meifer, kal v'choymer when the baal is on his own, not so klo. But if I would not have the last posuk, I would not know that the middle posuk is an arusa. The Gemara asked in Amud Aleph that maybe it's benesua. I mean, what was the hechrech that the middle posuk is be'arusa? Because I have the last posuk that it's benesua, the middle posuk is be'arusa. But if I would only have the middle posuk and I would not have the last posuk, I would never know that arusa could be meifer. I would think only benesua. Maybe if you the second by the same in the Gemara before. Or but if you the first tarots of the Gemara, stack an opshat. Adarabba. What? The Gemara here is going to be the second tarots. It's good. It's Hemshach, I don't know. Someone had to shtel on it at least. Someone had to shtel on it. Someone had to shtel on this Zohar. It's a Kushi Hatsuma. It's a Kushi Hatsuma. The Gemara said, "Ve'ei me'orus lechudei meifer." A father only can make a hakome. For the Gemara, if the orus could make the afor and the father is only a hakome, I don't need the last pasuk. But the Gemara said in Amud Aleph, so maybe the middle pasuk is benesua. The answer is because I have the last pasuk. That the Gemara doesn't want to have the last pasuk. Beisach nish. And for the Gemara, the last pasuk is coming to say, "She'en abal meifer bekoidmim, uminei orus meifer bekoidmim, elolam mishum shetfusa de'af, elolam mishum shetfusa de'af." So what is the teretz of the Gemara? The Baal is meifer bekoidmi. The Baal is not meifer bekoidmi. And Orus is meifer bekoidmi. So Val Orus is meifer bekoidmi. Val, the Gemara said that Orus is meifer bekoidmi. So we have a raya that is together with the father. Why? Baal cannot be meifer bekoidmi. And Orus could be meifer bekoidmi. Muzayin that the Orus is doing it together with the father. And we asked yesterday a kasha. And I want now to double the kasha. We asked the zakasha. What is the cheshbon of the Gemara? The cheshbon of the Gemara is, the cheshbon of the Gemara is that maybe the orus is meifer and the father could help. What the father could do, only hakomet. Rabbi Nochem explained he has a koyach afor echatzi that we can't use it, and he makes hakomet. Zog the Gemara, no. You know how I know that the father is a real partner, is a real shutef? Because Baal is not meifer bekoidmik. And Orus is meifer bekoidmim. Obviously, is because the father is helping him. So we asked the kasha yesterday, and I wanted to divide the kasha to two. We asked the kasha, who told the Gemara Mikoyach that to say that the father is a 50% shutef? Maybe he's only the Orus could do everything on his own. The father has a 50% koyach. You're right that he can use his koyach only legabe akome, but because he has koyach, it's enough to make him a shutef to help for koidmim. And you said, no, you need Befoyal. You need that Befoyal is a Mayfield to be Bekoidmim. So we asked the Kasha from the Gemara before. This was the Kasha that we handled yesterday. Today I want to ask you, this is one Nusach of the Kasha, and you're right, it's not such a starke Kasha. But the Welt fragt the Kasha, a Sach starker, it's maybe stolen from Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Kasha. Maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger. If someone has a teretz on this Kasha, I think it's a Hoychoche that the Ganzer Rabbi Nochem is wrong. The Orus could be Mefer on his own. The father, we said, has a half. Potential, never could happen. The Nafkimin and his Koyach is that he could make a Hakome. So this is the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara, no. Val Baal is not Mefer Bekoidmim, and Orus is Mefer Bekoidmim. Obviously, that the Orus is getting help from the father. Obviously, that he's getting help from the father. This is the reason the Baal cannot be Mefer Bekoidmim, and the Orus could be Mefer Bekoidmim. And that little help is not enough. Muzayin that the Orus is a 50% partner. Listen to the kasha. Let me see if someone could answer such a kasha. Why the Gemara changed the mind? I want to stick to the Gemara like before. Orus lechudei meifer alein. The father is only a half, and that half is only in potential, like Reb Nochem. And even so, I have a teretz why Baal is meifer, is not meifer bekoidmim, and Orus is meifer bekoidmim. You know why Orus is meifer bekoidmim? Because shutfusa de'av. The av only has a half in potential. I want to explain to you. We said the father only has a half in potential. It never comes to an end. Why it never comes to the end? Because the Orus doesn't need him. Maskin, now listen carefully. Bekoidmim, the Orus could be meifer himself or not. He cannot be meifer, right? So now, the father could meifer chatzi? Yes. So the father will be meifer chatzi, he will do his half. Now, the Orus comes, and the Orus wants to be meifer. The Orus wants to be meifer. So what the Orus tells the father? You go away. I'm doing it on my own. Right? What the Orus is telling the Baal? The father. Go away. I'm doing it on his own. The father says, if I go away, you can't do it at all. So you only could do it with me together, right? So now the father is doing it together with the Orus. Again. The Gemara says, Baal is not meifer bekoidmim. Orus is meifer bekoidmim. Muchach, that the Orus can't do it on his own, he's doing it with the father. The father chetzi and the Orus chetzi. But not like we said before, that the Orus is the whole thing and the father is only a chetzi. Why? Because that chetzi's potential is not lemaisedik. You're right. Normally we said, even though the father has a chetzi, while the Orus could do on his own, the father could never be mitzaref. But by koidmim, the father can do it on his own, right? I'm sorry. By koidmim, the Orus can do it on his own. So if the Orus can't do it on his own, so now the father comes and he's meifer chatzi from the nether. So what happens? The father is meifer chatzi from the nether. He makes a miklash kolish. We tell him, you will never connect to the other guy. Why? The other guy will try to work on his own. He says, the other guy will try to work on his own, he will never be here. He has to try to work with me together. So Vali has to try to work with me together, so now the Av and the Orus are mefirim together. So why the Gemara is choizer? It's a kushi atzuma. Ari the Gemara lemaskone learns, the mocker of Orus b'shutfim is from Cheshbon. Be'etzem, we could have said Orus lechudei, and father is only koyach hakoma means chatzi koyach potential of afore, b'meile only hakoma. Why we can't say it? Because we need a lomdus that Baal is meifer bekoidmi, ain't meifer bekoidmi, and Orus is meifer bekoidmi. Right? This is what the cheshbon. Av is not meifer bekoidmi, Orus is meifer bekoidmi. Why? Because he gets a help from the father. So who said he gets a help from the father? He's getting help from the father. Maybe not. Maybe the father can do it. But the fact that he's a shutef, this was the kasha from yesterday. We said that not so gishmak. That kasha not so gishmak. Say that kasha is not so gishmak that he's getting help. Because he's not lemaisa, we need lemaisa. Say that. But lemaisa we have. If we learn like Reb Nochem, that the Orus has a chetzi. I'm sorry. The father has a chetzi. No boss. Why it's not a real chetzi? Because he never connects. Why he never connects? Because the Orus will never work with him. The Orus works on his own. This is regular. But because me, the Orus cannot work on his own. So Val Be'Orus, the Orus cannot work on his own. Be'Orus, he can't work on his own. Be'Meile, Val Be'Orus, he can't work on his own. So he has to work with the father. So he has to tfus on the half. So b'meile bekoid mim, take the father does it with the Orus, and shaloi bekoid mim, the Orus does it on his own. We will find these words in Rabbi Akiva Eiger later, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger will say it in a different way. Here it's a kasha, it's a mamish kasha. Rabbi Akiva Eiger will stam ask so similar kashas. But here it's a kasha mitzanatzma. I don't know a teretz. I don't know. Only one teretz I know that Vaislis Reb Nochem is wrong. The Gemara never had a tzad that the father has a chetzi. When the Gemara meant Orus lechudei, the Gemara the Orus lechudei, the Gemara never had a tzad that he has a koyach afore. The Gemara meant to give him only a koyach akome. The Gemara only meant to give him a koyach akome. And b'meile, the Orus is meifer alei. Now, one more second. Zog de Meiri, that is a different pshat here in the Gemara. He doesn't say it clear. You have to know, in Mahol Masechta, if Naira Meuroso, that the Yisoy that the Orus is Mefer b'shutfus, b'koymim b'shutfus de'av, is not written nowhere in Masechta Naira Meuroso, only this line here. Sinishto andere mekoyr. The Rambam never brought down the aloche if Orus Mefer b'shutfim, b'koymim b'shutfus de'av. The Mishpat is mitzayin Rambam with something else. We'll learn that Rambam no shayches. There's no mocker. Who said to paskin it? There's one line in the Gemara here. Nowhere else. Zog de Meiri is a way to read the Gemara that punk faker. The Gemara never said this chidush. What? He says like this. The Gemara has a simple kasha. Why Baal is not made? I'm about to ask you this kasha. And basically it's a kasha. It's a emes kasha if you have a minute from the Gemara. Why Orus is not made for Bekoidmi? I'm sorry. Why Baal is not made for Bekoidmi? No Shaykhs. I don't understand why the Baal can't be made for Bekoidmi. Koidmi means even the Dorim that were made a day before the Chasana, right? Koidmi means even the Dorim that were made a day before the Chasana. I don't understand. A day before the Nesuim. Baal is not Mefer Bekoidmim Benesuim, right? Baal is not Mefer Bekoidmim. Frek de Meiri, Anaira Mouroso, she made a nether. Lefida Hava Mina, who is Mefer the nether? Those. The father only could a little bit too. So why when she becomes a Nesua, the father can't be Mefer Bekoidmim? And the Baal can't be Mefer Bekoidmim? I'm asking you a shaila. Lefi the Hava Amina of the Gemara, she'aruso, the Orus is made for himself. The father just has a koyach to make a comment. But the Orus is made for himself. Why when she becomes a Nesua, she can't be, the Orus, the Baal, cannot be made for the Nedorim that she made by Oido Aruso? What? Well, the Rasha says that he could. Lefi the Hava Amina. The maskana you can't. Baal, the maskana it's a maskana most achoyim learn of avada you can. But we'll start lefi the hava min of the gemara, and the pasuk says ve'im beis ishon nadoro. Only if she made the nether after she got married. If she made the nether a day before she got married, she can't be made for the nadorim. Frek de meiri lefi the hava min. Ari Orus is made for himself. The Baal only has a koyach hakome. So why now when she got married, the Baal can't be made for the nether? Zog de Meiri, so some learn that this is the pshat in the Gemara here. Zog de Gemara, you know how I know that Orus is together with the father? From the fact that Baal cannot be made for bekoidmim, muchar that when she was a Aruso, the Orus didn't have a koyach. Oh, but not the pshat that Orus is made for Bekoidmim, Bishetfusa de'av. We have to read the Gemara different, Zog de Meiri. Hoyolem girsa by Gemara fakert. The Gemara says, how I know that Orus is 50-50? The way I know that Orus is a 50-50, from the fact that the Baal is not made for Bekoidmim. Why he can't be made for Nedorim? That she made Boido Aruso, Ari Orus has a koyach alein, al kol choch, that Aruso does not have a koyach alein. And val al kol choch, that Aruso doesn't have a koyach alein, b'meile is a raya that Orus is made for together with the father. And a Baal can be made for himself. Aber avad lefi this pshat zog de meiri, will never have a raya that Orus is made for bekoimim b'shetfus adav. As I zog de meiri. So could be taken if it is shita takes in ishto. It's no gemara taken. It's taken no gemara that you could be made for bekoidmim. It's already late. I want tomorrow, Bezos Hashem, to make a little bit sikum to finish this Rambam as an alpha. We could finish the whole sugya. It's Bezos Hashem tomorrow. We'll finish the sugya.